Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Conversation that matters.
All right, back to the phone. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Life is tough for you, boy. It's been tough for a long time.
Yeah, it's been tough, you know, for a few years, all right, Neil, to tell you the truth.
Are you,
you know
what I mean? Do you mind me cutting straight to the chase? Are you living 9 years in a van?
About 8.5 years in a van, Neil, yeah.
You're known in the general area as the van man.
As the man in the red van. That's what I'm known as.
You're known as the man in the red van.
I am at this stage, I am.
How come you spent 8.5 years like this?
Well, Neil, I was in a house and the landlord moved back into it and he gave my notice, so we moved out. And I went looking at houses around the area and I couldn't afford it, basically. And at the time I had a van, a camper van, and I said I'd move into it. And I'm in it since. I can't get on the housing list because I'm over the threshold. I can't get a mortgage off the banks or anything like that because of my job and stuff. I'm only a part-time working. So basically, I just don't know where to go. I'm after being on to counsellors and TDs.
All right. Just on that point, can you get full-time work anywhere?
No, because I'm actually in the fire service. I'm a part-time retained firefighter.
Okay. But would it be better to quit that and try and get a full-time job, give yourself more income? I mean, and less time on your hands kind of thing. I'm just thinking.
No, because I actually love the job. I'm a blocker by trade, and you know what I mean? I prefer to stay where I am.
Because you love it, and it's important to do something that you love. No, I get that, yeah, but would you make considerably more block laying?
You probably would, I suppose, yeah, you probably would.
But you love what you do, yeah.
I love what I do, I like to help people, I'm helping the community, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair play to you, and that's important. Yeah. So you're earning too much to get on a housing list. You're not running enough to be able to pay the rent independently, and you clearly then can't get a mortgage because of it. Because
I can't get a mortgage. So basically...
Anyway, whatever mortgage you would get wouldn't go anywhere near a fucking garden.
No, shit. I'm after applying for a place. I applied for this cost rental scheme. I handed in all the information that they wanted, and next of all, I got an email off the council saying, on a lottery win basis.
And do you move around in the van?
When I'm on call, I stay across the road from the fire station, basically. And then on my week off, then I like my daughter every second weekend. So we go up and down the country and we go to different campsites and stuff with my daughter. You know what I mean? But she's turning 13 now this year and she's her own state. You know what I mean? I've enough of the van now to tell you the truth.
And I mean, I don't mean to pry, but she's clearly aware of the fact that you're living out of the camper van.
Oh, yes. She's in it with me since she's 4 years of age nearly, every second weekend.
But I imagine you've had some great adventures all the same, no?
Amazing. Amazing. Absolutely fantastic, yeah. Memories. Great memories.
All over the country you've gone?
All over the country, yeah. We've been everywhere, up and down the country, all different campsites, down to alleys. Everywhere, Glengarry. We've gone everywhere, the two of us, yeah.
Yeah. Is it a big camper van?
No, it's a little Volkswagen transporter. That's what it is.
Smallest you could get, like.
That's what it is. That's what I mean now, 8.5 years. 7.5, 8 years.
Like, that's a difficult thing to do because of the square footage is tiny, like, living out of something.
Well, when the bed is out, all I've left is, like, a doormat to stand up on.
Right, yeah. And how do you cook and clean and things like that?
Well, I have a cooker and I have I've used the facilities in the fire station for a shower and stuff, or I go to the Park Hotel in Middleton to have a shower. And that's it, you know what I mean? Do my cooking and...
Yeah, but if you have a bit of leisure time or lounge time, it's not comfortable, like.
No, far from it, really. I know, it's grand, I like it. But after 7.5, 8 years, it's getting to me a little bit.
What are the winters like?
Shocking. You can go upstairs in your house and stuff. That's it. I'm just lying down in the bed.
Can you heat it?
Yes, I have a heater in it. I have a diesel heater connected up to the diesel in the tank, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And does anyone come along and say, you can't be living in a camper van like that?
No, actually, I'm parked up there in Market Green. I've never had any hassle from anybody. Right. Never.
Does anybody ever call and ask you if you need a bit of help or whatever?
No, one never called me. No, there's often been stuff left outside for the dog and stuff, jackets and pedigree chum and stuff like this, you know what I mean? But God only knows who leaves them there, you know what I mean?
So there's a dog in the little camper van?
I have a little dog, yeah. I have a little dog with me, yeah.
Company,
I rescued him there. So he was going down alleys. There was a farmer drowning him and I rescued him, yeah. So, but basically what I'm trying to say is, my daughter's turning 13 this year, and she needs her own space, and I just need a little bit of help from someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course you do. Without a doubt, you do. But you're,
I'm after finding every avenue that's there, and I just kept on getting turned away. I've been on to Annabelle House down in Mallow. All I'm looking for is a kind of just where to go next. What can I do? You know?
Absolutely.
I'd like to have my daughter come visit me where she can sit down and go home as a cook for her. You know what I mean? She's going into secondary school. She needs a little bit of privacy.
So what stops you being put on a housing list?
They say that I'm over the threshold. You know what I mean? I'm over by a couple of euro, I think. You know what I mean?
But you're only working part-time. For God's sake, how could you be over the threshold with a part-time job?
I don't know, man. Anytime I ring them up to talk to them, they just put me down. You know what I mean? You're not entitled to us. You know what I mean?
Like, City Council has a policy to look after, and they do it effectively a lot of the time if they have enough properties, to look after men who are on their own, you know?
Yes.
And to provide them with a suitable apartment or a small little house.
Neil, and I'm willing to pay the rent. I'm willing to pay up to 700,000-800,000 quid a month. No problem. But I can't afford 1,300, 2 grand, 1,800. I cannot afford it. You know what I mean?
What about a house share? What about a room in a house? No, nothing like that?
No, I don't. I wouldn't like my daughter coming to another place where there's other people inside her. No, yeah. No. I'd stay in the van.
Would you?
Yes, I'd stay in the van, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when she's going into secondary school now, Neil. I'd like to be able to sit down at a normal table with my daughter, cook her dinner, help her with her homework, do what normal dads do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Does she worry about you?
I never asked her long. She calls down to me whenever she feels like it. I see her whenever I can. You know what I mean? And then I have her every second weekend. And most of the time, I take her away, or we go to the beaches, or we go to the mountains, and whatever we do. You know what I mean? And she loves it. She enjoys it. She's loads of friends. She's making loads of friends and stuff.
Okay.
Well, this last friend, and she was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. She's nearly 13 now, Niamh.
Yeah. Do you feel? Do you feel bitter and let down about it? That you know you are working.
Well, I do when I see all these refugees and foreigners coming in, and they're getting everything. You know what I mean? I'm here and I'm helping the community and doing my best, and I get fuck all basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pardon the language.
It does wind me up. It does wind me up. Yeah. Of course it does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mentioned.
I'd
say at times. It must be almost kind of something that you can't get out of your head. Middle of a freezing winter now would be a typical example. What?
I'm in the land there sometimes, and I'd be thinking to myself, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
The country, it's no more Ireland now than the man in the moon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not racist. I was married to a black girl before. But if I threw a bag of charcoal over my face in the morning...
All right, okay, well, there's no... There's no. Yeah, I know, yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Listen, I understand what you're saying, but let's...
That's the way I feel.
Let's
me.
Keep
that's
it civil at the same time, I know. I can understand why you're annoyed and upset and disappointed. I mean, God,
I don't think I'm the only person in that feels like this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a lot more people out there.
You know what? There would have been a time, and it wasn't all that long ago, you know... Where you would have been able to get somewhere to rent or a bed sit or something for 1,200 euro a month.
Exactly, I don't want the house for nothing at all. I'm willing to pay whatever they want. You know what I mean? No problem. But I cannot afford 1,500, 1,800, 2,000. I can't afford it.
But if you can come up with the 1,000, are you saying that you've been refused HAP as well then to supplement it?
Sure. I'm entitled to nothing because I'm over the threshold. I'm entitled to fuck all.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All right, you're one of the Irish Invisible.
That's how you tell it, boys. You know what I mean? No, but if I came in a dinghy or something,
or
got washed up, I'd love everything. You know what I mean?
Okay. Are you hopeful that somebody might be listening that might be able to help? Because you seem to have... It seems you've exhausted all of the official channels.
I have. I've exhausted them all. And I would like a little bit of help or a bit of advice of where to go or what to do next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because September, it's only 4, 5 or 6 months' time and my daughter's going into secondary school and I want something to have by then. You know what I mean? Something sorted.
I know what you're saying. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Fingers crossed that somebody in the... Are you talking about East Cork in general or do you mind?
My problem is, Neil, I have to get a place within 2 miles of the station or 5 minutes or I lose my job as well.
You got to be close for the call-outs.
I got to be within 2 miles or 5 minutes of the Middleton Fire Station lose my job as well.
I hear you.
There's no point to me getting a house in Carrie Tool. I could go down to Killah. Or don't go and get a house in the morning, but I lose my job then.
But would you lose your job if you were living in Killah and driving? Okay, because it's more than...
I have to be, well, as soon as my paper goes off, I have to be at the station within 5 minutes for the calls.
Okay.
Well, that's why I pass across the road from the fire station, so when my paper goes off, I'm there fairly fast. I'm there within 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. Okay, I understand. That's why a killer or a castle martyr.
There is council houses within the 2 miles of the station that are vacant.
So you'd be better off not working, you know that?
I know I'd be better off not working, I know.
You would be better off just doing nothing at all and just sitting back and just saying, okay, so what am I entitled to? Well, unfortunately, when you're working, the answer is zero.
You're working and you're helping the community and you're helping people that live in the community and all this.
I understand. I mean, I can understand why you're so frustrated and bitter. Let's see if anybody may be able to help. You'd never know, you know, so we can have success in situations like this.
I'd like help, even a bit of advice on where to go next or who to talk to next or do something.
Okay.
That would even do me.
Okay, buddy. Cheers for now. Thanks, Eamon. Any thoughts? Text 0868-104-106. 8.5 going on 9 years. I mean, you can't get a smaller camper van than one of those small Volkswagen ones. They're tiny. They are tiny. They're great for a weekend away. You might even squeeze a week away or whatever the case may be. But not to be living out of it for 8.5 years.